Good morning. It is Black Friday. If you're watching TV, seeing some of these crowds going crazy. Todd, do you have the TV on at all?
I don't right at the moment, but I know what the B-roll looks like. I've seen it before.
Oh, holy cow. People TVs piled into their carts at Target. They just had a woman walking by in her curlers in the line for the cashier. Anyway, we're here to talk about whether Black Friday is worth all the fuss. And with some of the answers, we've got Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Also, we have two shoppers, intrepid shoppers, Liz Ryer in Florida and Bill Kelly in Detroit, Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Louise, I mean, Todd and I were both wondering, right, Todd? I mean, the question here is whether this is real.
Yeah, whether it's real and whether, you know, the traditional Black Friday jolt is going to do a thing for this this corpse-like economy, whether it can really help.
Well, you know, the thing is, we're expecting more traffic. I don't know if you realize this, but they actually put satellites. These stores and retail analysts put satellites out, 500 circling, looking at parking lots in months leading up to Thanksgiving to predict whether the parking lots are going to be full or not. And the predictions from the satellites show more cars in the parking lots. So they are predicting that there will be more shoppers than last year, which was a horrible year. But the real question for these retailers is, how much do they discount? Because, you know, in 2008, traffic actually went up that year. There were more people shopping, even in the midst of the financial crisis. But the discounts were so huge that sales were down. So there's a balance retailers have to strike between cutting prices to get people in the door, but not cutting them so much that the total sales aren't high enough to justify it.
And then, Louise, how far do we go once the sales figures are in, you know, by Monday and all the headlines on cable news say strongest shopping year in years? How far do we go to actually diagnose the recovery here? Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference. I mean, retail is a big part of our economy. And year after year, the turnout in the stores on Black Friday, but also online on Friday through Monday. Monday is actually the big online shopping day because everyone goes back to work and secretly sits their desk and shops.
secretly.
Well, you know, minimize that screen when your boss comes by. But though through Monday, it's very indicative of what people will be buying in the holiday season.
You've been doing your part, Louise. What have you bought?
I was online yesterday. I am also, like Celeste, a little afraid of being trampled in the stores, but I was online yesterday, and I bought a couple pairs of shoes.
Oh, good for you. A true patriot. That's what we like to hear. Louise Story from our partner, The New York Times. Thanks. Now, let's go to a couple of our intrepid shoppers. Elizabeth, you're in Florida. Bill Kelly, we have you from Detroit. Elizabeth, been up all night. What's your war story from the front lines there?
Well, I went to Toys R Us for their 10 o'clock opening. I came out empty-handed because the product that I wanted was gone already. They only had 19 of them in the store.
So what were you going for?
The store, they were gone.
What was it that you wanted? What was it that you wanted?
It was a 7-inch netbook for my son.
And only 19 in the store, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your next move? Strategize here. You didn't get it at Toys R Us.
I left and went to Walmart, which opened at midnight. I waited in line, and I found out before I got in the store that the TV that I wanted was already gone. So I moved on to the next store. But actually, while I was in line at Walmart, I was strategizing, and I got something at Target online on my phone while I was waiting at the Walmart store.
Oh, that's the way to do it?
Yeah. So after leaving Walmart, then I went to Best Buy. I got there at 1:15 in the morning for their 5 a.m. opening. And my first choice for the netbook that I wanted there was gone by the time I got in the store. So I had to get my second choice. But I still feel like I got a pretty good price.
You're a soldier, Elizabeth Ryer. I got to say, from down there in Florida, you don't give up. And you've at least got your second choice. Now, Bill Kelly in Detroit, let me turn to you. Like Elizabeth, you were online sort of pre-dawn at Best Buy, right? Rushed through the door and all that?
Yes, I got up at about 2:45 this morning and went there at 3 o'clock. They had said that they were going to be giving out tickets for the items, and they didn't start doing that until about 4:35. And as you can imagine, in Michigan, it was about 25 degrees early this morning. So it wasn't a pleasant wait.
Now, it always looks like a Who concert to me when those doors open up and people rush in. Now, a couple of years ago, we've actually had tragedies of people getting injured and in some cases, I think, trampled. I hope that the Best Buy that you went to has things a little more under control.
Yeah, actually they did. There was two police vehicles, and the manager came out and instructed everyone to be in a single-file line, and that only 75 people at a time would be allowed inside the store.
You know, Liz, let me just ask you, Elizabeth, Louise and I were speaking earlier and saying that for many of these stores, even though they have limited quantities of the deeply discounted things, they're hoping you're going to get there to the store and buy other stuff. Did you?
No. If my big price item thing that I wanted wasn't there, the other things that I wanted that were on the list, I didn't feel like it was worth waiting in the line. I wanted to move on to my next store where I had my other big item.
What about you, Bill? Did you buy other stuff just because you were there?
No, actually, I didn't. I got discouraged when I found out that my item had already been sold out with the tickets, and I just went home.
Now, what were you after, Bill?
Toshiba laptop.
Mm-hmm. And no luck? No TVs or anything like that for you?
No, I had looked, and, you know, the ones were already taken that I was interested in.
Yeah. I want to ask you both, Elizabeth, what do you think America would be like if we were as enthusiastic about voting as we are about shopping on Black Friday?
I think turnout would be much higher.
So do I.
Actually, in my neighborhood, we do have very long lines for early voting, but I think more people go shopping than vote. So
yeah,
I think in that case.
Yeah, Bill Kelly, any sense there? I know you wanted your Toshiba laptop. Any sense there of the broader economy that, hey, you know, I do want this thing, and it's a bit of a rush. It's a bit crazy. It's 2:45 in the morning, but hey, I'm doing my part for the USA. You have any sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that we're a consumer-based economy, and, you know, people don't make any money unless they're selling something. So, you know, I thought that the line could have been longer. I talked to someone in line, and they said that last year the line was double the size. So it was shorter than I had expected.
Did you get this excited the last time you voted, Bill?
Not really. This year, you know, being a midterm election, I did vote, but usually presidential elections are more exciting for me.
All right. Well, at least you were out there, and you were out there on the lines at 2:45 this morning for Best Buy. I'm sorry you failed, but I'm sure you'll get back out there to get that Toshiba laptop. That's Bill Kelly joining us from Detroit. Also, Elizabeth Ryer joining us from Florida. Two soldiers on the front lines of the shopping wars for Black Friday as Americans try to get their products and also shot in the arm to this economy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.